Recently, all the time, not recently, all the time we have been reading in the books, Baba's book, when Baba always says that don't do what I do, do what I tell you to do. So about this, in the minds of some people, there is a misunderstanding. You see, when I talk with some people about feeding the poor, helping the poor people and all these things, he says, no, no, Baba was doing it, we should not copy Baba. So is it right?
Right.
Okay, so feeding the poor is bad, you mean to
say? One who says, tell him do what you feel best. But I'll continue to do what I want.
No. But that misconception is there, no? So what do you want this? What do you say about this? Baba always said, don't do what I am doing. Don't copy me. But do what I tell you to do. But then the people
He has told us to attend to the poor, to the sick and all that.
He was doing it, then we are not supposed to do. Because Baba said, don't copy me.
But that's what he meant by that. Don't copy me by saying that I am the ancient one. Do as I tell you, I am blessing you. Don't start blessing people, don't start cursing people and all that sort of thing.
Don't use it as an excuse, in other words.
They were taking it as an excuse.
Maybe.
You might want to maybe. Do, and then but they that, will
that,
bother
that, that, this so thing I like heard that. From a very seasoned person, an old disciple of Baba. That was what really shocked me.
What to do now?
Well, Eretz, you know, it reminds me. I mean, this is an example.
So the simple thing is, who's laughing?
Happy birthday. By the way, today is Hetty's birthday, Eretz. Happy birthday, Hetty.
Happy birthday,
yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hetty. Happy birthday to you.
Avatar, Mayor Baba's T-shirt. What a
finish. That was it, finish.
No, my assistant.
Where's the party given?
Well, Kenny has to give us the party.
Avatar,
Mayor, okay, we elaborate.
There's no question of elaborating. The only thing is that take what Baba has told us is don't do as I do or I say. Do what I have told you how to do. What he has said, so many things in the books, you can find out what he has said. See to the poor, help the poor, and all that sort of thing. But that doesn't mean that what he has done to the poor, you should do it, taking pride about it. That's what he wants. Don't do it as if you are somebody great. Just do. Don't do as I have been doing it, in the sense that I have been doing it as the ancient one, the one who has come again in your midst. Don't try to profess yourself to be somebody greater than somebody else. That's what he meant by that.
Not very convincing.
Okay. I can't convince you to go and ask somebody else.
No.
What's your answer now? Please, Mr. Come on. Cookies, come on please, you are very intelligent.
My answer. Do what your heart tells you.
Huh?
Do follow your heart or your intuition.
Yeah.
It's always difficult.
Sam, from your Sufi point of view, what is the answer to it?
The only answer I could give is the beautiful Hindi words.
Huh?
The only answer I could give is to repeat that phrase of a great poet. Jisko khuda mila, usko sab kuch mila.
Where's the translation?
It means that one who has found God has found everything. No need brushing your head against some obfused questions and all that.
Yeah.
Somewhere or the other I had heard that, I don't know, I am not sure of my information, that beloved Baba said that the life of a mosquito is only for 24 hours. And one day in my mosquito netting, I caught a mosquito. And I said, let me observe this chap. And to my utter surprise, it lived for more than 24 hours. And that night I was saying to myself, but Baba says the life is only for 24 hours. And then I told myself, you shit back, what has mosquito got to do with his life? Your main concern is with beloved Baba. Finish. That mosquito could live for 24 hours. Till such time it does not bite me.
Well, I think, Eric, it reminds me of what we were talking about right before we entered the hall about the mind. That we have to tame our mind and always have the reins.
But he,
otherwise,
he says that is, Baba says that don't do as I do.
Don't do
to,
as
he
I
do. Used to bow down to the people.
No, but he says don't
he
do as
to,
I
do. He used to bathe the lepers, he used to bathe the poor people and so forth. So should we not do that?
Well, Baba didn't say that you can't feed the poor. He said, don't do as I do.
Yeah.
Do as I tell you to do.
Yeah.
Baba has always said that to help
the poor,
to do all these things. But don't do it as the God man, as if it's Baba. And don't use Baba as an excuse for our own weaknesses, saying, well, Baba did it, so therefore I can do it too.
There have been many people who have come around, you see, in Baba's lifetime are with us, who imitated Baba and told others that they were Baba. See, that's what Baba said. Don't do as I do. Do as I tell you.
It is how you interpret.
If Baba beat someone, for whatever reasons, Baba beat someone, do you mean to tell me I should come and beat you and say, Baba did it, therefore it's okay for me to do it? No.
That's what I understand.
So
I understand everything. But you see, this thing I heard from a very, very old believer, Baba's Lord.
How old was he?
I don't know. But he was...
How old, but what is the age?
I don't know. Maybe about 40, 45.
I'm 85. So I'm older than him.
I don't doubt that. Before we all forget, since we're a little sidetracked.
Actually, હું તો સમજો જ પણ હવે એમ મિસઅન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડિંગ જે થાય ને
બધામાં
it becomes a hindrance in the way.
Now listen, he told us about the mosquito, you see. Now see how he said. What happened is that whenever Baba was very particular that we should see that we don't crush the ants, don't harm the ants, that he would say. So whenever we'd go out for a walk, here or there, anywhere on the tours or things, and Baba will be there, he'll stop us. See, there's an ant there, step over it, don't crush it. That he said. So he was very particular about it. And one day he told us that, well, if the ants die with the touch of a human's foot or something, stamp, then they again have to reincarnate as ants. But on their own, if they die, then they will reincarnate, evolve and have another form, higher form. So he had told us that. So we were particular about it because he said that. So we were following what he has said. Now, what happened? You saw the film the other day, last Sunday. You saw the crowd that was there. Mother, you saw the crowd. So to make that arrangement for that crowd, naturally, it was thrust upon me by Baba to see that everything is done, put all the awning and say chairs and everything. So I was there. Next day was this program the date for the program to start. Now we have to get the chairs, so we hire the chairs. We can't get the chairs earlier than that because we have to pay charge money for that. And we were not millionaires like Amanda, you know. we are poor people, you know. So we have to see to it. We were stingy about it. So I ordered the chairs a day before that, in the night, say after 12 midnight. So the program would be there next day, that it would be continued there. So the chairs started coming, you know, 5,000 chairs are coming and all that. And I told the people whom I had given the contract, see that everything is dressed properly, the ground is properly dressed and all that, and then put the chairs in a row. At about 2 o'clock in the night, the man comes and wakes me up. Who was in charge of it? He said, sir, yeah, what is it? You know, when we started dressing this ground, we found all the red ants coming out from there. So what is to be done? The red ants are there. If you put the chair over there, chairs over there, and the red ants, they sting like anything. You know, there is a difference between the red and the black one. So I thought, what to do now? Can't destroy them. What to do? That is the place where we arranged everything and all that. It was a terrible thing for me to do. In the dead of the night, I went to Baba's room and woke him up and said, "Baba, Baba." And his face was turned toward the wall. He turned and said, "What is it? What do you want?" And with gestures, I said, "Baba, such is the situation, what to do? You told us not to destroy the ants, but we have got the spray and everything ready. What to do? Otherwise, the people who will come here will be harmed." So Baba sits on the bed and waits for about a minute or so. "We have got the spray ready. We'll get it. Everything is there. If for emergency, we have got everything." "Well, the love of my lovers is greater than the lives of the ants. Destroy them." That's what he said. So now what to do now? How to do it? Baba says, "Don't do this." Baba says, "Don't do that." Well, like that. It's depending upon the situations. "The love of my lovers is greater than the lives of the ants."
Yes.
The lovers will be coming there for him. So that's how it is.
Thank you.
Okay, now where from where to where?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Let me go now.
All this sort of nonsense here.